Trading for a living. Traders should right from the very beginning draw out a plan on how they are going to manage their money. It is important to choose a method of trading that is consistent to your personality and comfort level. The approach you use must be right for you. It must feel comfortable. One must follow a set of rules and write out a plan for himself to follow. It begins with having a positive mental attitude and having a burning desire to achieve a specific goal. Discipline plays an important role in trading. Always measure the risk versus reward before making the trade-off. Always trade with enough capital. Trade to profit for meaningful gains. Keep a safe stop-loss rule in trading. Accepting minimal losses when a trade turns sour is perfectly fine. It should be treated as a business cost. Don't let your short-term emotions overcome your trading strategy. If you are stopped out, it is a system stop loss. Don't trade to score as many winners as possible, rather trade to maximize as much as possible on each trade. Patience is important not only in waiting for the right trade, but also in staying with the trades king. Don't worry about looking stupid if you have traded in the wrong direction. Never listen to other opinions. Make your own decisions and plan your own setups. Next. Begin your day with a written statement which reads something like this. Today is the beginning of a new day. I will try my level best to look out for opportunities in the market and trade to profit from it with calculated risk-reward parameters. I shall follow my trading strategies with the strictest discipline. The market is a better trader than I am, so I shall be aware of the trading pitfalls of being careless. A sound money management strategy will be my holy grail. Next. Short-term trading. It is important to make the trade when the appropriate signal appears in the first hour and half of a trading session. Sometimes, watching the price quote screen can influence your entry and exit levels. Try trading by just focusing at the chart movements only, and completely ignore the price quote screen. Remember, you have made a commitment whereby you have subscribed to a real-time technical charting program. The services are not cheap. Make full use of it, or lose your subscription money, which you have paid in advance. Do not be idle, but be very, very alert to the movements of the market. Somewhere, somehow, a setup will occur. You do not want to be wondering about elsewhere or daydreaming when it happens. More often than ever, you will have to make a decision within seconds of the trigger the setup. You must be prepared to make the trade without any doubt when the signal occurs. During the trading session, keep an open mind and be objective. Do not lean towards one direction and be biased towards that direction. Be alert and ready to change your view as the market moves its way. As much as possible, do not become emotionally committed to your trading position. Finally, control your emotions and be calm. Remember, you have already calculated your maximum loss for the trade. Ride the trade and look to make meaningful gains. You are trading to make a living. If you are right, hold on to your trade and maximize your gains. Remember, control your emotions and do not let short-term moves influence your trading strategies. You have worked hard. Planning the setups, waiting for the right moment. You shall, and will not be left, unrewarded handsomely. Remember, not many have the resources, time and experience to plan their trades, as you have. You shall not go unrewarded. Confidence. One of the basic traits of winning traders is that they believe they have won the game before the start. Next. The importance of protective stops. Technicals should be used to set up risk-reward perimeters. As such, they will provide the market trader with a mechanism for a risk and money management approach to trading. Defining risk means using protective stops to to help protect against unanticipated adverse price movements. If stops are not used, the market trader is not taking advantage of one of the most powerful aspects of technical analysis. A stop should be placed at the time of the original trade. This is when one is most objective. Stay in the position only if the market performs according to expectations. If the subsequent price action contradicts or fails to confirm these expectations, it is time to exit. If the market moves opposite to the chosen position, you may think, why bother with a stop? It is just a short-term move against me. Thus you stubbornly stay with the position in the hope the market will turn in your direction. Remember two facts. 1. All trends begin with short-term moves, and 2. There is no room for hope in the market. The market goes its own way without regard to your position. The market does not care whether you own it or not. The one thing worse than being wrong is staying wrong. Lose your position, not your money. Be proud of the ability to catch mistakes early. Getting stopped out concedes a mistake. People hate to admit mistakes, since pride and prestige get involved. Good market traders will not hold views too firmly. It has been said, the famous private investor Warren Buffett has two rules. 1. Capital preservation, and 2. Don't forget rule 1. Stops are synonymous with rule 1. You have limited resources. The resources should be maximized, or at a minimum, be preserved. If you are in the market that has moved against you, it is time to exit and find a better opportunity. Think of a stop as a cost of doing business. Each trade you make is a battle. And you will have to do what even the greatest of generals have to do. Make temporary retreats. A general's goal is to preserve troops and munitions. Yours is to save capital and equanimity. Sometimes you must lose a few battles to win the war. Here are some setups to look out for during your trading session. Trendline formations, breakdowns, or breakups. Triangles, flags, and pennants. 80-20 setups. Turtle soup setups. Setups in Elliott wave formations. Look out to trade only the wave 3s and C's. Follow the moving averages to determine trends. Short-term moving average crossovers over the longer-term moving average can give clues to trend changes. Regression lines, breakouts or breakdowns, drawn from either pivot highs to lows or pivot lows to highs, are also good leading indicators of trend changes. Remember, focus on the market and keep looking out for clues of trend continuation patterns or trend reversal patterns. Remember, you are looking out for the following. Trendline formations, breakdowns, or breakups. Triangles, flags, and pennants. 80-20 setups. Turtle soup setups. Setups in Elliott wave formations. Look out to trade only the wave 3s and C's. Follow the moving averages to determine trends. Short-term moving average crossovers over the longer-term moving average can give clues to trend changes. Regression lines, breakouts or breakdowns, drawn from either pivot highs to lows or pivot lows to highs, are also good lead indicators of trend changes. I am your trading tutor and inspiration to succeed in this wonderful world of trading. The Lord may not be there when you need Him most, but He will be there on time. Cheers, and good trading. Chart Trader.